Now, we're going to allow you to hypnotically imagine awakening the light within and shaping it into a shield that nothing can pierce. A few words of caution before we begin. Please only listen to this recording in a safe, stationary environment where your full attention can be given to the process of imagination and relaxation. Do not listen to this recording while driving or operating heavy machinery. When you're ready, make sure you're in a comfortable position, preferably a bed, couch, or chair. Close your eyes if you haven't already done so, and prepare to relax deeper and deeper now. Each and every time you listen to this recording, the suggestions become stronger. You become more open and receptive to positive, good suggestions, and your skills of focus, relaxation, make-believe, and trust increase as well. Now, I want you to imagine a safe place where you can be at ease, far from the outside world and all its consequences. A place where you can be truly protected from all the horrible things in the world. A place where you can forget, for now, the outcomes you are afraid of. This is your time to relax and build up your inner defenses. This place can be an impervious magic castle, a warm underground vault, an ancient, walled-off grove, a tower of stillness in the sky, a massive hollow tree, a floating island in the star-filled sky, or any other place that makes you feel safe. Perhaps it's protected well by powerful, noble knights, by fierce lions, tigers, or pumas, by dragons and wyverns, by muscular centaurs and minotaurs, by magical and scientific weapons, by walls, barriers, and shields, or anything else you can imagine. Perhaps at the very center there's a sanctuary, a keep, a chapel, a garden of light. And you can imagine yourself there for now. So very safe from the outside. So very safe from future outcomes. Nothing to do but take this time for yourself to relax and recharge. Because how can you protect yourself, care for others, and fight for what's right if you can't take care of yourself first? Now imagine, visualize, or pretend you're deep within your sanctuary, deep within the sacred space where you can relax and recharge. There's nothing to do here but take this time for yourself and recover as much as you can of your inner calm, your hopes, and your sanity. I want you to imagine a warm white light shining down on you, penetrating beneath your skin into your muscles and bones. This warm white light can only heal and relax as much as possible now. Everywhere the light touches, you can feel your muscles loosen up and relax, and your body feels more at ease. Take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, imagine a gentle white light shining down upon you, warm, radiant, and calm, like sunlight through a canopy or moonlight through mist. This light is here for you. It knows your shape, your soul, and all you need for peace. As it begins to wash over your body, it can carry away all the heaviness you've been holding. It begins at the top of your head, warming your scalp, soothing your forehead, letting the area around your eyes loosen up. The light flows into your jaw, and any tightness or tension melts away. Your tongue rests easily, your jaw loosens, and you can feel your face slacken in the most relaxing and peaceful way. The light flows to your neck, soft like warm silk or fur. You can release the tightness that tries to hold the weight of the world on your shoulders. You don't have to do nothing now. The warm light spreads across your shoulders, down through your arms, eventually relaxing your elbows, wrists, hands, and fingers. You may feel the soothing light flow from your fingertips. And you can just let them dangle or rest gently. Nothing to do, no effort required, just being. The light moves into your chest, filling your lungs with a certain spaciousness. Each inhale deepens the calm, each exhale releases burdens. Let your belly soften, welcome the light, embrace a relieving looseness. Even the muscles you didn't know you were clenching, you can let go. Begin to surrender. Now the light moves to your hips and lower back. Take a moment to feel warmth spread through you. Let your glutes unclench. Relax every part of you. You are allowed to rest. Feel the warmth flow down your thighs, past your knees, into your calves and beyond, all the way into your ankles and feet. Even the soles of your feet soften. You are entirely safe here. From head to toe, you are bathed in a warm white light. You are held, cradled, free from the world and its consequences. You can rest here. You deserve to rest here. In a few moments, I'm going to count down from 10 to 0. With each number I count, feel your body drift down as though you were falling asleep, and allow your mind to become open to positive suggestions, including the suggestion to become more suggestible. 10. Deep within your sanctuary, that golden light fills you with a gentle radiance. 9. There is nothing to do but descend deeper into trance. Allow yourself to let go and travel to a place between sleep and wakefulness. 8. You are safe and protected in this light deep within your safe place. It feels good to relax even deeper and descend into a greater calm. 7. Allow a perfect sense of peace and comfort to wash over you. Allow yourself to drift deeper into trance. 6. It can feel good to let go for a little while. Forget what you can't forget, and remember only what you need to remember for the next moment or so. Everything will be waiting for you when you return from a profound slumber. 5. You can drift deeper into trance. slide deeper into a peaceful siesta. This warm light surrounds you, becomes stronger and stronger the deeper you go. 4. Relaxing deeply now. Nothing to do but forget everything. Become more open and release all tension. 3. I don't know exactly how you'll find peace and comfort now, but your body and subconscious can remember what it feels like to bask in a warm, healing light without worry or stress. 2. By the time you've started to notice how deep into blissful sleep you allowed yourself to go, you can really know what it's like to go into trance and how to deepen it further. 1. So very close to a warm, open self-kindness, where you can manage your own stress and turn down the fear and worry for the future. So very close to a deep, peaceful state of being, forgetting what you can forget for now and focusing on your own inner light. 0. Deep sleep, deep sleep, deep sleep. Each and every time I say the words deep sleep to you, for the purpose of hypnosis, with your permission, the body relaxes completely and the mind surrenders deep into hypnotic trance. Each and every time I say the words deep sleep to you, for the purpose of hypnosis, and with your permission, the body relaxes completely and the mind surrenders deep into hypnotic trance. Deep sleep, deep sleep, deep sleep. Here you lie, deep within your own citadel of your own safe place. Perhaps you've already gotten a hint of a sensation on how to focus inwards and build up that sense of safety and clarity to prepare yourself for future battles. Return to that warm white light. I'm wondering if you've already thought about creating your own mental armor to surround yourself with self-love and comfort to face the challenges ahead. Just imagine a forge. This is a special forge made for creating armors of the heart and mind, protection for the soul. There is a hearth and bellows, an anvil and hammers, tongs and a quench tank, and a strong, steady, and wise forge master. Perhaps that person is a big-muscled, burly strongman, or a person who knows you best, that knows how to make the anvil ring truth and kindness with each strike. The fire burns with the radiance of the fire within your heart. Perhaps it has burnt low, but you can add more fuel to the fire and work the bellows to make it bright once more. As the flame grows, allow the warmth within your heart to grow as well. Perhaps imagining with hope better outcomes for the future, as unlikely as they may be. And with hope, fire burns, the inner light expands, and the light in the window to the future becomes a shining beacon in the dark. Even though it may feel like there is little hope, as long as you're alive, the proof that you're still here, still enduring, means there is a chance for a greater tomorrow. And let that metal become metal for your spiritual armor. Let the ability to focus on what you can change, to hope for a better future, to light the fire in your heart, the one that only heals and burns away any doubts or fears, a light that can spread to others. Feel those sensations of love and comfort rise inside you as you imagine yourself in sacred steel and gold, here in your safest place, surrounded by light and self-kindness. You can feel an armor surround yourself. This armor only grows stronger the more you use it, because your skills of self-love and hope become stronger. It may only feel like the faintest glow of positive energy when faced with bad news or the ugliness of the world, but you can build that armor. You can build those skills of returning to that safe place deep within your heart and fanning the light of hope, if not out of want, then out of necessity, if not for yourself, then for others. Imagine that forge master now, crafting that armor, tailored just for you. Link the image of wearing that armor to the feelings of safety, hope, and self-love. Imagine it strongly. Work those muscles of the mind, and as you don every piece of armor associated with those feelings of positivity and safety, make yourself feel more safe and loved, using the abilities you gained on this journey, and fix it to the image of this armor, which can only protect you and make you stronger. This armor can appear any way you like. Perhaps a knight's shining armor, perhaps the garb of a samurai, perhaps techno power armor, perhaps a summoned force. Perhaps it is the scales of a powerful form or a shield of light. But take a moment now to put this armor on, to use it, and remember what it feels like to be safe and warm. Remember that there is always hope for the future. Remember that you can be stronger than you think. Feel this armor surround yourself like a citadel in the safest place you can think of. Feel yourself nestled deep in a place of power. Whenever you feel weak or threatened, allow this armor to trigger. Allow those feelings of hope and safety to rise up automatically and give you clarity to work out the best route, the most powerful counterattack, or the strongest defense. Take a few moments now to charge up your armor, don it now, and let yourself feel safe. Revel in the feelings of positivity and light, no matter their strength. You may choose to do this as often as you like to strengthen your armor. Create an association of safety and strength with the mental image of donning your armor, using the power of your mind. In a few moments, I'm going to count up from 0 to 5, bringing you up and out of trance, but locking in the power of the suggestions made. 0, deep sleep, taking a moment to lock in the good, powerful suggestions, remembering how to nurture your inner strength. 1, allow yourself to begin to rise from trance gracefully. 2, feeling your human form return and seeing yourself returning to normal. 3, becoming aware of your human body, feeling refreshed and restored. 4, taking a few deep breaths, sensing the world around you return. 5, wide awake. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, wide awake. If you enjoyed this journey or found it helpful, please visit us at hypnobeast.com. Follow the podcast or book a one-on-one session at hypnobeast.com. Thank you for joining me on this journey. Goodbye for now, my friend.